You know, I'd like to entitle this message Faithfulness in Prayer. It's important to pray. You know, even Jesus taught the disciples how to pray. And, you know, prayer, I don't know if anybody ever heard me say this or not, but prayer is God's ultimate weapon. Amen. Something's going on in the world, pray about it. Something's going on in your life, pray about it. And if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, the Bible says if we call upon Him and ask Him to save us, He will. So, you know, let me start off here. I'm going to read the whole chapter of chapter 6. But I'm going to read a little bit at a time. What had just happened here just before that chapter was the king before Darius had a, it was like a dream, but it was real. There came a hand and started writing stuff on the wall. And he called everybody that he thought was smart to come and try to interpret that dream. And none of them could do it. And he said, well, what about Daniel? You know, he's prophesied over this, prophesied over that. He's been an interpreter of dreams. Why don't you call on him? And the bad part about that was, it was about that king's death, because he wasn't doing right in that kingdom at that time. Well, anyway, let's go on and read verse 1 where Darius takes over. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first. Note that part right there. That the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. I wonder what that spirit was. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Now we're talking about a hundred and 30 people, maybe a little more, because it talked about presidents and it talked about princes. But you know what? Satan likes to get involved, especially when God's people are on fire. Can you say amen? That man, or that, I don't want to call him a man, that thing called Satan, he will destroy your life if you allow him to. And Satan, you know, he comes up with this, I call it conjuring up. And in verse 4 it said, then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. You know, Daniel was a prayer warrior. You know, I've seen on Facebook where it says, I'm calling on all prayer warriors to pray for this person or to pray for this situation. And those are people that you trust will pray. I've been in many situations where I felt alone, but I knew God was there. and God was able. I believe in fleeces too. I don't know if Brother Bryson goes that way or not, but I totally believe in fleeces. I've lived my whole life that way. And when this church was going downhill, and it was during COVID. I mean, COVID was bad. I mean, it was awful. The situation at the church was dire. And Pastor Randy at the time resigned. And he was doing live stream. And he said, "I'm turning it over to Brother Randy. He's a good man. He'll, you know, he can lead the church." And I was listening to it, and I said, "Well," I said, "Pastor Randy's resigned." Many reasons, but prayer. Prayer. There was a church named Assurance Baptist Church that was praying about a building. And God heard me praying about letting somebody else have this building. And God did the rest. God did the rest. God has been moving ever since. And I know I did the right thing. But now listen, in verse 5, "Then said these men, 'We shall not find any occasion against Daniel except we find it against him concerning the law of his God.'" What about that? What do you think about that? Here are these guys. Actually, they're not just messing with Daniel. They're messing with God Almighty. Can you say amen? "Then these presidents and princes assembled together," in verse 6, "to the king and said, 'Thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, the princes, the counselors, the captains, have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask petition of any god or man for 30 days, save thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions.'" King Darius didn't know what was going on here. If he did, he wouldn't have allowed it to happen. And in verse 8, "Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it may not be changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not." And in verse 9, "Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree." I got a question for you. Wasn't Daniel over all these people? Daniel was not in that meeting. Think about that. He was not in that meeting. But Daniel was a prophet. Daniel was an interpreter. And verse 10 says, "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before God as he did aforetime." You want a prayer warrior, find somebody that'll pray 3 times a day faithfully unto God. You want God to help give you an answer to something? Pray 3 times a day. Satan made this resolution because they, in my opinion, were jealous of Daniel and did not want him to be in the position that he held. Now notice he was top dog. He was top man. And it's only because of his faithfulness to God. Faithfulness unto God. I believe the Bible says, if thou be faithful over a few things, I'll make thee ruler over many. That's what happened to Daniel. That's what happened to Joseph. But what if you knew? What if you knew somebody made another law in the United States and said, we catch anybody praying, we catch anybody preaching, we catch anybody witnessing, we're going to kill them because we don't want that stuff. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's happening slowly. It's happening slowly right before your eyes. Will you still stand up and pray? Will you still say, I'm trusting God no matter what happens? The Bible says that God is able to do exceedingly above what we're able to ask. He said in the book of Psalms, I believe it was, that he said, trust in the Lord and lean not unto thy own understanding. Acknowledge Him. Who is Him? God. And He shall direct thy paths. God is able if we are willing. Daniel served a great God. So do you. So do I. God has done great and mighty things. I'm going to tell you something. I've seen tribulation. I've seen bad days. But God has brought me through every one of them. Verse 11. Now these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days save thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth thee not, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. Feel how silent it is in here? That's how silent that king was. Think about that. Daniel was his friend. Daniel was the top man, top dog. They wanted to take top dog down. But the king made a decree, and it says in verse 14, then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, now, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree, no statute, which the king establisheth, may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now, the king spake, and listened to what the king said. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Did you get that? He will deliver thee. They may have fooled the king, but the king wasn't fooled of who the living God was. Next, and a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Now listen, verse 18, he really gets serious here. If you're not serious with the Lord, it's time to get serious. Because we're in a battle. We're in a battle not against the world, but against principalities and spiritual beings that are not of God. And we fight against them every day. So, the king went to his palace in verse 18 and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him. And his sleep went from him. He did not sleep all night. He did not sleep all night, people. Then the king rose very early in the morning. I could only imagine. He couldn't sleep all night anyway. He got up. And he went in haste unto the den of lions. Haste to me means ran. He ran. He ran. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? My, oh my, this is powerful here. This is powerful here. Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lion's mouths, and they have not hurt me, for as much as before him in innocency was found in me. And also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Don't get mad at somebody if they've hurt you. It's easy to do. Don't get mad. Pray for them. Pray for them. Daniel could have prayed to God and asked God to punish the king for making such a decree. But he did not do it. Every day, think about this, every day, 7 days a week, three times a day, and in our calendar year, 365 days, maybe more. Three times. Anybody a good arithmetic person here? What's 365 times three? We're talking doing that in a year. Verse 23. I'm almost done. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den. No manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his what? His God. God Almighty. The God of Judah. The God of Abraham. The God of Isaac. I got a footnote here. It's in one of my favorite books, Hebrews 11th chapter. And the first verse says, I call it the definition of faith. This is the definition of faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Now skip down to verse 6. This is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Now notice him is written in like a cursive there for a reason. Him is God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You think Daniel diligently seeks the Lord? Well, the chapter's not done. The chapter's not done. In verse 24, and the king commanded, and they brought those men which accused Daniel. Now listen, this is serious. This is serious. And they cast him into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the Bible says, and the lions had the mastery of them and break all their bones in pieces wherever they came, whoever came, in other words, at the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote unto all the people, nations, languages that dwell in the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble in fear before the God of Daniel. Does that not put chill bumps up and down your arms? For he is the living God, and steadfast forever, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. A couple more comments. Another prophecy of Daniel there, you know. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall never pass away. My word shall never pass away. I'm going to leave that by saying this. How strong is your prayer life? How strong is your prayer life? And you know what? If you're not ready to pray for someone, what happens when a tragedy happens? If you're not ready now, what's going to happen when something really bad happens? Are you going to be prepared to pray? Are you going to be able to pray in faith, believing? Are you going to be able to pray and tell God, Lord, help this situation? An old preacher by the name of Randy Bowles said, Lord, help this situation. And I ain't been the first time. I want you to know something. God's in control, not Randy Bowles. And that verse that I mentioned, you have not because you ask not. Well, if you've not been asking God, how can he do anything for you? If you don't tell God all about it, how, you know, he knows. He knows. Trust me, he knows because he's God. But he said for us to ask. He said for us to ask. Most importantly, it's not just the preacher's job to win souls to Jesus Christ. It's everybody that knows Him as their Savior. And if we don't tell the world, who's going to do it? How shall they hear without the preacher? It's a preacher's job to preach to them, but it's our job to tell them. How do you get people in a church? You invite them. How do you tell them about Jesus? Well, if you got saved, there ought to be some way you'd be able to tell them. Had a sister. No, I still have that sister. Her name's LaVon. When I was 15 years old, this sounds harsh, but I'd rather my sister pray that way for me than me go to pits of hell. She prayed, and I didn't know it at the time. She prayed and said, God, don't give my brother Randy any rest till he comes to know you. The rest is history. I'm not going to brag about my family, but I love my family. I love my family, and I love my relatives. I pray for them all the time. I witness to them. But God gives us all a will. Did you know that? He gives you a choice. He gives you a choice. He said, you can either pick me or you can pick the world. And Jesus said this. He said, what profit a man if he gain the whole world and loses his own soul? He cried over Jerusalem. He said, Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem. I could hear him doing it right now. He said, I tried to gather you together as a hen gathereth her little chicks, and you would not. God has given us warning after warning after warning after warning. It took prayer out of school. Did you know that they prayed on 9/11? When those planes hit the Twin Towers? They prayed in school that day. Tornadoes have come through Trotwood. Floods have come in another area. Hurricanes in another area. In Hawaii this year, it practically got burned to the ground. That's called fire and brimstone. And yes, I believe it's in the center of the earth because Jesus said He'd go there 3 days. Are we ready? Are we willing? Every day we should have somebody to pray for, whether they're sick or whether they need salvation, whether they have a need. I just want to give you something to think about. Let's let the Lord have His way now. If you feel led to come and pray, or if you're praying about something, you know, maybe God's calling you to do something. Let God have His way. At one time, this 15-year-old boy was afraid to preach. God said, you need to preach. I said, I don't know enough, Lord. And somehow God used me. So listen. Old man named Brother Norrell Crawford, he said, I beg you to give your heart and life to God today. Don't wait till tomorrow. We don't have no promise of it. Only God knows. You know, only God knows. Let's bow in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, God, for this night. I thank you, Lord God, for the privilege of allowing me to share your word one more time. But Father, you said to be instant in season and out of season. We need to be ready. We need to be ready to share. I just pray, God, that this message touched someone and this message is being used to draw more people into doing your work. You said the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few.